Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome, fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host and full-time trivia addict, Brittany Gibbons. And today, I am joined at the water cooler with two of my fave coworkers. First up, we have Meredith.
Hello, children.
Welcome back, Meredith. Meredith has been on a bit of a winning streak.
I've won two.
Which has been exciting for her. Yes, which has been exciting. And then we actually have a brand new hire coming to the trivia today, and that is Alexa. Alexa, welcome.
Hello, it's great to be here.
I am so glad you two are here because we have a really fun game planned for you today. It is, if you haven't caught on from all of my hints earlier, The Office Trivia.
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Good one. My kids love The Office. Mine the adults too. In this house love The Office. Every age group loves The Office.
It's all manner of office quoting happening in our house as well. So that makes me extra excited about it. Again, just to go over the rules really quick, I'm going to take them through two rounds of trivia, 10 questions each. They're going to buzz in to try and be the first to answer. Every correct answer is 1 point each. But we're going to let you guys kind of buzz in first and get a chance at the answers before I let the in-house players have a go at it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, let's get to it. Round number one. These questions are worth 1 point each if answered correctly. Okay, question number one. What is the name of the company in which the stars of The Office work? Meredith.
Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin, that is correct. Question number two. Where is Dunder Mifflin located? Alexa.
Stanford, PA.
Ooh, close. Meredith.
Scranton.
Scranton, tropical Scranton. That is where it is located. in sunny Pennsylvania. Yes, that is correct. All right, question number three. Who is Pam engaged to before Jim? Alexa.
Roy.
It is Roy. Yes, Roy. He is a bit of a dreamboat, but I prefer Jim. I'm going to be honest. I'm team Jim all the way. Okay, question number four. What vegetable is grown on Schrute Farms? Meredith.
Beets.
Beets. Do you two like beets?
No, they taste like dirt.
They do taste like dirt.
Do not eat beets. I don't care if your parents make you. Don't do it. Refuse it. Refuse the beets.
You can tell them that Alexa, Brittany, and Meredith said you do not have to finish your beets on your plate tonight. Got it?
They taste like dirt.
Taste like dirt. Okay, question number five. Who is Michael Scott's office arch nemesis? Alexa.
Toby.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Nobody likes
the HR worker. It's too bad. Okay. Question number six. Pam and Jim's first kiss took place where? Spoiler alert. I love this restaurant. I don't care. I love it. Meredith.
Applebee's?
Close. Chili's.
Chili's. I love Chili's.
I love Chili's. Now, see, I don't hit up Applebee's too much, but I do up the class at Chili's quite often. You cannot beat that queso, and I'm just going to go on record with it right now. Question number 7. What extracurricular activity did Andy participate in at Cornell University? Alexa.
Acapella.
Acapella. That is correct. He was a big acapella person. Anybody, no points, but do you happen to know what the name of his acapella group was called?
Oh,
the Troublemakers?
Ooh, that is pitch perfect, but super close. They were Here Comes Trouble. Question number 8. Michael likes waking up to the smell of what in the morning? Sometimes to his own physical detriment, guys. The answer is bacon.
Oh.
He loves bacon. In fact, he cooks it in bed on a George Foreman grill. Question number 9. What is the name of Dwight's creepy cousin who helps him run the farm? I almost named my son this. I'm joking. Meredith.
Is it Arnold?
It's not Arnold. Alexa, do you have a guess?
Is it Moe's?
It is Moe's. Nothing rolls off the tongue like the name Moe's, let me tell you. All right, final question of this round. What are the annual in-office awards called? Meredith.
The Dundies.
The Dundies. That is correct. I think I'm just going to spitball here, but I feel as if the Girls Girls Media Empire needs to have the annual Dundee Awards.
I think we should have Dundies, but we'll call ours like the Undies or something.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll head into round number 2.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It is super convenient because they get it. Life, especially right now, is crazy busy. Now you get help on your own time and your own pace, and you can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, or you know what? If you just need to talk talk to somebody. They are there for you. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. It's literally just pressing a button. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes. And best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. I want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener of our podcast, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. And you can join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health again. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. All right, guys, we are back for round number 2. I feel like we're all tied up.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're going into this basically 0-0, guys. It's okay. Anybody's game.
All right. Anybody can take it. I'm so excited.
All right, let's do
this. Okay, round number 2. Again, this is similar to round number 1. Every correct answer is going to be worth 1 point. Question number 1. It's going to get a little bit more difficult, you two. What are the names of Jim and Pam Halpert's kids? Ugh. Any guesses?
No.
It is Cece and Philip.
Yeah, never would have
guessed. Cece and Philip. Okay. Question number 2. Which Grammy nominee played Andy's brother, Walter? Super famous guy, voice like an angel. Meredith.
Harry Styles?
Not Harry Styles, but that would have been better.
Genre?
He's definitely got a very operatic voice. Alexa, do you have a guess?
Oh, I want to say Josh Groban.
It is Josh Groban.
Yay!
Can you imagine being like Josh Groban's less talented sibling? Like, that has to be the worst. Like, the absolute worst.
You're just working like, in a Josh, normal paper
it's
mill.
It's Christmas. Can you sing to the family again? Like, some beautiful angelic song, and he will. And then it's like, and Brittany, can you do that thing where you tell crude jokes and no one wants to sit next to you at the table? That would be me. Okay. Number 3. Finish Dwight's security code. The tea in Nepal is very hot, but... Meredith.
The coffee in Peru is much hotter.
Oh, I'm letting you in. That is it. You have guessed correctly. Yes. The Dwight Schrute security code. Question number 4. What is the name of Pam, Oscar, and Toby's club? I always wanted to be a part of this club where they like have tea and very fancy things. Do you remember what it's called?
Oh, I do.
Meredith.
The Finer Things Club.
The Finer Things Club. That is right. Another thing I'd like to institute at our company.
Okay. I like it. We do a treat yourself day with our family. We do it quarterly.
I love it.
So like every season we have like a treat yourself and we go to like a fancy restaurant and then they all just get to pick out one thing that they've been wanting. And it's not a holiday. They just get to treat yourself day.
I love it. We want to hear what you guys would do on your treat yourself day or your finding things day. Like what's fancy for you guys? You have to tell us. Okay. Question number 5. What nickname does Andy give Jim? Alexa.
The Big Tuna.
The Big Tuna. That is correct. He is the Big Tuna. Okay. Question number 6. Jim bought Pam's engagement ring how long after they started dating? Said it a few times. It's... Meredith.
1 week.
1 week. I'd like to think my husband did the same thing. Except we were 15, so probably not. I can't imagine the ring you would have gotten me at 15. But... How romantic. Okay, question number 7. What is the name of Creed's blog? Alexa.
Creed Thoughts.
Creed Thoughts is correct. I thought about setting up a fake blog for my kids to write their kid thoughts in there because that is a goldmine of interesting facts. I love it.
Question. Only mommy has access. Write down.
Only mommy. No one sees it. They think it's live, but it's not really. Okay. Question number 8. What does Michael ask Pam to spread on his foot that he burned on the George Foreman grill? Meredith.
Aloe?
It's not aloe. That would be the smarter thing to spread on your foot after it's burned on a George Foreman grill. But instead, he went a different way with it. Alexa.
I think it was butter.
It is butter. Don't do this, kids. Do not spread sticks of butter on burns. That is not
how we treat. Mommy. She'll get put your aloe on it.
Get some aloe, get you some medicine. Don't spread butter on it, no matter how good it smells. Okay, question number 9. Dwight tells Jim's roommate that he has an extra pair of shoes in his car for special occasions. What kind of shoes are they? I might be wearing them right now, you guys. I'm a little bit of a hippie. Meredith.
Birkenstocks.
They are Birkenstocks. Do you travel with Birkenstocks?
No, I travel with a dad who exclusively wears Birkenstocks.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Question number 10, arguably the hardest question you're going to face today on the Office Trivia. Number 10, question. What kind of bear is best? There's only one answer. Meredith.
A dead one.
No, that that went more morbidly than I thought it was going to do. The answer is a black bear.
Oh.
Black bears are best.
Okay, fine. I'll believe you.
All right, just tallying up the scores really quick. It looks like, oh my gosh. On her maiden voyage, Alexa, you pulled out a win today. Congratulations. The score is 8-7. You just edged out your coworker, Meredith, in the Office trivia. Congratulations.
The Office is going to be intense for the rest of the day now.
It is. No, we don't hold grudges on Trivia Podcast. We don't hold grudges.
We don't. I just keep coming back for more whoopings. Next week, another whooping.
Thanks for joining us today, Alexa. I hope you come back next week and play again with us. We loved having you. Thanks to all you in-car players for playing along. It's been a blast. Make sure to check us out online at the Family Retro Trivia Podcast, as well as on Facebook. You can find all of our shows there. This is a production of the Girls Girls Media. Go ahead and check us out at girlsgirlsmedia.com. And if you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Till next time, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.